Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins, I forgot to ask you all day how your little finger is. Is it better today?
Yeah, it feels a lot better, but it looks worse.
It looks bad?
Yeah, it's all purple and it's gross looking.
Riggins has his bird flipping finger.
That's right.
That got some kind of an infection in it, and you still don't know what it was?
They called it a paronychia. They said it typically comes from hangnails or if you're like because they kept asking, "Do you bite your nails?" I was like, "No." Mm-hmm. But then I realized, like, mindlessly, sometimes if I'm driving, like, I'll bite the nail itself, but like the skin around the nail. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe I might have done that. And they said that's how it typically, you know, sometimes can happen. But something kind of funny happened yesterday. They've been having a problem with my insurance. So, you know, I was giving them my card and they were like, "It's expired." And I was like, "My insurance is expired?" And they're like, "Yeah." And then they got on the phone with the insurance company after I gave them my card and they figured it all out. Well, it happened again yesterday. They said, "We're having trouble billing it. It looks like it's expired." And they were like, "Who's your insurance?" I was like, "State Farm." And they were like, "No, your health insurance." I was like, "Oh, yeah, right." I just rarely have to use it. I was like, "You got my card. I don't know." So I had given them the wrong name of the insurance company. And that was what was screwing it up because there's like three names on the insurance card. I didn't know which one it was. So they, you know, it was my mistake. But they were so friendly and so helpful. Okay. But yeah, it's feeling a lot better.
So did they just make a little cut in it and squeeze the stuff out of it? Or did they take the needle and draw it out of it?
I didn't watch them put it in. She said it's a small needle. Yeah. And she went under my cuticle. Really graphic. But I didn't look. But that's what they did. And then
did it feel like they were, you know, doing this where they were running their fingers up? I mean, to the end of your finger to get squeeze it out?
They were massaging like all over my finger, like down to the knuckle, to the palm of my hand, and then working it out that way. And then I did look over and she goes, "You can look now." And it was like everything you see on the internet. It was nasty. Mm-hmm. But once the lidocaine, they had sprayed it with lidocaine or something. Mm-hmm. As soon as that wore off, the pressure relief of it was so intense. Like I was like, "Oh my gosh, I can move my hand now."
Yeah.
So it was great.
Yeah. So, you know, in Louisiana, if you say something's pressure, it's a compliment to it. So it means it's cool. It's, that is pressure.
Yeah. Well, it was good. Mm-hmm. It was real good.
So the fact that they lanced it all up was pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. And they took, you know, an older woman taking care of me is like, you know, I revert to like being a little kid. I just want to be swaddled. I want to be taken care of. And they were so nice. They were like, you know, rubbing my arm and, you know, and I was loving every bit of it. I was like, thank you.
How old was she?
The provider, whatever they called her, she was probably in her 50s, maybe late 40s. And the nurses that were there were all about my age in their 30s.
So if you go to a restaurant, say a diner or something, and the server, the waitress is an older lady that's all honey and you know, all that, you're going to leave her a bigger tip than you would a hot waitress?
Oh, a bigger, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. They both get big tips in my book, but yeah, I love that. I love it. You be fake to me. I don't care. I know that you're being fake. Ace always used to say that. I don't like them being fake. Who cares? This stripper's being fake too, but what do you care?
Call me sugar and baby. You know, that pisses me off.
They're trying to get me.
Condescending to me. Pulling one over on me. Like, I'm going to give you a bigger tip because you act like you like me.
Yeah, I never understood that logic, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't care.
Be fake. He always thought it was patronizing that they do that.
Maybe it is. Maybe in like a Hooters scenario, I guess you could make that leap. But like the waitress at the diner is not being condescending or trying to work you to get a bigger tip. I don't think.
One thing though, I can't stand in the serving world now. I hate calling them servers because to me that sounds way more degrading to call them a server. You're here to serve me. Than a waitress or a waiter. But when the waitress talks, like her idea of coming across as friendly is her, it comes out as her talking to you like you're a child. Mm. You know, have we decided what we're ordering today? Mm-hmm. Okay, now would we like tater tots or fries with that?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, and I don't mean, and I'm not saying that I know they're just faking and whatever, but that way of sounding, you know, or letting people know that you're friendly is annoying to me.
Yeah, I get that.
First of all, because it's grammatically incorrect. We have, you know, we're not part of we, you know. If you know what you're getting, then you know the answer to the question if you've decided what you want. And the worst was the lady said, okay, so are we ready for our check? And I wanted to just go, yeah, so bring us our check and then we'll split it up with you about how much you owe. And
bring me my check.
I don't know if like, some companies may have, you know, focus grouped that to make it seem like that's a more acceptable way or something to deal with customers. They respond well to we instead of you.
Yeah. And you know, some of these restaurants introduce that little tablet that's now on the table. So you don't even have to. And I think like, that's a direct response to like young people not wanting to speak anymore.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's amazing that servers are still even a, you know, it's a relevant, you know, career because so many people just don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah. That's sad.
But having a great server or waiter or waitress is incredible, especially if you go to a upscale place, you go to the Palm or you go to a Ruth's Chris, you see what years of honing that skill looks like.
And even if you're going to Chili's or Applebee's, you get an experience. You're learning something. And I'm not a chit chatter. I don't want to sit down and chit chat with every stranger that I meet and find out what makes them tick and everything. I'm anti that. But you go to, let's say you go to Chili's for lunch, the person that comes over and waits on you, you're going to learn something from them, whether it's positive or negative. You're going to have an experience rather than just sitting there and looking like a tree full of owls staring at your phone. And being afraid to talk.
Yeah.
You know, and that all interaction with humans face to face hones our social skills.
Yeah.
And when you don't have it, you get a bunch of weirdos running around that can't hold a conversation with anybody.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I don't need to. Sooner or later, you're going to need to. And do you want to be walking around having people think you're a weirdo? No,
yeah, you can't communicate. That. I had the funniest interaction with a young kid at the grocery store the other day. He may be 16 years old. He's got, you know, that wispy little mustache and he was ringing me up very friendly, but he goes, hi, how are you today? And I went, wow, that's a first, cause that doesn't even happen often. Mm-mm. They rarely even acknowledge you. I said, I'm well. I hope you are. Mm-hmm. He said, what? I said, I'm well. I hope you are. He goes, what? I was like, I'm good. Thank you. He's like, okay, I guess maybe I've worded it in a way, or he's just not used to people responding in a way that asks them how they're doing, but that really threw him.
Yeah. My little friend Jenny, sometimes she will reply so quickly, it's hard to understand what she's saying. I forgot what it was. Oh, when they say, have a nice day, she goes, you as well.
You as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You as well. And they're looking like, okay.
It's a Midwest thing.
But it just, I think that is going to end up being more and more detrimental to our society. Having people that don't know how to communicate with somebody face to face.
Sure. Cause that leads to getting, internet girlfriends that aren't real AI girlfriends. Then you're not having kids.
Exactly.
It's the collapse of society.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding. I mean, but am I?
Mm-hmm, it is.
Yeah. I know. I get it.
That's terrible.
I know. But it's even, also older people are not great in those roles sometimes now as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've had some negative experiences with, like, they could give two rips about even making eye contact or saying hello. So, yeah. And it's not in one field. It's across the board.
I usually, when those situations, I wonder where they're from originally, where they grew up. Because you could see people who grew up in New York City being that way, because everything's just hustle and bustle around them all the time. And, you know, once you step out of your neighborhood, you know, you're just passing a million strangers a day, keeping your head down, going. Like when you said when you lived in the city in Charlotte, that you could go all day if you wanted to, surrounded by people and not even have any conversation at all with them. But you liked having the conversation.
Yeah, I did. It's weird. Like, there's more people, but you somehow disappear in a weird way. Even though you're being seen more than ever, you disappear.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, I usually chalk up all things to being Yankees.
Right. Yeah. No, every time. There isn't a way you can't reframe that.
Never been a weird Southerner.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Did you? Well, never mind. Then again, moving out into the suburbs, you disappear too, because there's no one around ever. So it's like, I can't even talk to anybody out here.
Yeah.
No one.
Which is, it's kind of a catch-22 for you, because you don't want to talk to anybody who is going to, you know, turn into somebody who's wanting to talk to you all the time. Really, you don't look for somebody that is going to be your hangout buddy all the time and stuff like that. But you don't like not talking to people. You feel isolated.
Yeah, I don't want that. Who wants that? I like a lot of interactions, but yeah, keep it.
Yeah, keep brief. It moving. Yeah,
you know. Let's have some fun. Like, it doesn't need to be a lecture, but like, yeah, I like having small interactions with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have, like, as a bagger at the grocery store, that was the greatest gig ever, because the cashier got all the customers' attention, but then they had to move down on them, and it was like, bam, bam, bam. That was a learning experience in a lot of ways. It was fun.
Yeah. So that was when you worked at the grocery store, not when you were a tea bagger.
No, but I will teabag somebody in a heartbeat now.
For free.
For free.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
What is new radio? New Radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.